Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Governor Kim Reynolds held a special press conference in Pella on Tuesday to discuss the new apprenticeship program at the Career Academy of Pella. Reynolds was among a panel of speakers that discussed the new program that is currently being implemented in the community.
These registered apprenticeships will help more students start rewarding careers and businesses hire the skilled workers that they need to grow. And it truly is about economic development in communities all across the state. Registered apprenticeships are an employer-driven model combining on-the-job learning and earning with related classroom instruction. The playbook comes to life with a registered apprenticeship program in welding launched by Vermeer Corporation, the Career Academy of Pella, and DMAC.
Charles Vandervelden is the first student to enroll next academic year in a welding apprenticeship program and started working at Vermeer Corporation this week.
When Charles completes his registered apprenticeship program in a few years, he will have earned a high school diploma, an American Welding Society certification, a nationally recognized apprenticeship certificate, along with the option to earn a two-year degree, plus, after high school, and I guess he's just started, full-time employment for approximately at least 1 year. And best of all, he will be genuinely job ready. And we absolutely hope to keep Charles right here in Iowa because he'll have an established professional relationship with an outstanding employer in a great community. So because of this step-by-step playbook, I'm confident that we'll get more employers and high schools and community colleges across Iowa to work together to start registered apprenticeship programs.
Now here are comments from Terry Voss, Communications Director at Vermeer.
This is an exciting day for all of us at Vermeer and all of the individuals that are speaking and in the audience here. Vermeer joined this conversation about a year ago due to the intense and ongoing need for workforce right here in Marion County. There were several things that led up to that. There is a low unemployment rate. Over 100 jobs are posted on VermeerJobs.com each and every day in recent months. And in the Marion County area in particular, welders are listed within the top five job needs that we have in this region. So in order to meet these challenges, we soon knew that we had to find new as well as existing talent pools. And this registered apprenticeship provides that very opportunity for Vermeer and the other businesses involved. So this model allows businesses like Vermeer to facilitate meaningful career conversations with students already in high school. Vermeer has a number of effective programs already in place to talk to students and young people, which is continuing to be important because 60% of kids cite career visibility as the reason they pursue a career, and their parents are 2 times more likely to encourage them if they've also had some visibility to that career. But now those students have a pathway to pursue those careers through registered apprenticeships. And I often refer to that pathway as a bridge because it's truly a bridge from the educational facility into the workforce. And in this case, it's an ambitious but a relatively short bridge, too, to get them there.
And here's Pella High School Principal Eric Nelson sharing his thoughts.
We pursued the concept of a registered apprenticeship partnering with Vermeer to develop a welding apprenticeship with a competency-based approach, focusing on core academic needs, the soft skills that would need to be successful in business, and also the technical skills aspect. The students will be able to become a registered apprentice and then will be able to earn their apprenticeship 6 to 12 months after they graduate from high school, which makes this enticing. So by focusing on competencies, the time frame to complete an apprenticeship makes it enticing to students. Plus, students can earn while they learn. So you think about this, motivating students to get into this career field, two perspectives. They're going to earn money while they learn. The second thing is they have a career that they can be passionate about. Our approach was also to have an outline which can be used throughout the school districts in Iowa. The word of opportunity has spread throughout the student body. And I only can speak from Pella High School. We already have 12 students who are interested starting next August in the welding apprenticeship. And if you can think about that, we're about 175 in a graduating class, so we have like 7-8% of our kids who are interested. That's a high percentage when you think about that. This is exciting for a school district, provides a tremendous opportunity for our students in our community. We are providing career opportunities and a much-needed future employees. The next phases are developing the apprenticeships in culinary arts and nursing with Wesley Life in the Department of Labor. The fourth apprenticeship we are pursuing is engineering technician with Vermeer, Precision Pulley Industry, Pella Corporation, Coalline, and Weiler. The other aspect which has made this a special endeavor is our work with Des Moines Area Community College. They have been wonderful in the process. Developing the opportunities of our students who complete the apprenticeship can earn their DMAC Associate of General Studies degree by only taking four classes, and that's on our campus. So they can earn their degree, earn an apprenticeship, and will not have to leave our campus.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.